The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
I hope this is starting out as a holy weekend for you. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Saturday, April 2nd, 2022. Saturday of the fourth week of Lent. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Saturday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. Our saint today is Saint Francis of Paola. He was born in 1416, and after accompanying his parents on a pilgrimage to Rome and Assisi, he began to live as a contemplative hermit in a remote cave near Paola on Italy's southern seacoast. Before the age of 20, he received his first followers. 17 years later, when his disciples had grown in number, Francis established a rule for his community and sought church approval. This was the founding of the Hermits of St. Francis of Assisi. Humility was to be the hallmark of the brothers. Besides the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, Francis enjoined upon his followers a fourth obligation of a perpetual Lenten fast. He began to use the gifts that he had received, such as the gift of miracles and prophecy, to minister to the people of God. And at the request of Pope Sixtus IV, Francis went to Paris to help Louis XI of France prepare for his death. He helped restore peace between France and Brittany and between France and Spain. Francis died while at the French court in 1507. Saint Francis of Paola, pray for us, and let's offer this day to the Lord. My Lord and Father, inspire my thoughts, words, and actions, and accompany them with your aid, so that I may undertake all my activities according to your will and out of love for you. I ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And with Pope Francis, we pray for healthcare workers who serve the sick and the elderly, especially in the poorest countries. May they be adequately supported by governments and local communities. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me and that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins, the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. In today's gospel, there's a striking conversation that happens between the chief priests and the Pharisees and their guards, their police force, if you will. The Pharisees and the chief priests had sent the guards to arrest Jesus and bring him back. And they come back empty-handed. And this is how St. John describes the ensuing exchange between the guards and the chief priests and Pharisees in his gospel. So the guards went to the chief priests and Pharisees, who asked them, "Why did you not bring him?" The guards answered, "Never before has anyone spoken like this man." So the Pharisees answered them, "Have you also been deceived?" What a striking response from these guards. Never before has anyone spoken like this man. Indeed, Jesus, you are the Word of God, the eternal Word of God the Father. And so your words spoken through your human nature are words of the eternal Word. To hear the words of Jesus in his human life is to hear God speak. To see Jesus act is to see God act. As Jesus himself says, "He who has seen me has seen the Father. He who has seen me has seen God." Never before has anyone spoken like this man. Jesus, I want your words to be for me a powerful force in my life. I want to have the experience of these guards of being impressed and swayed and awed by your speech, by the words of the Word. And all of your own words, Jesus, in the gospel, all of your own preaching and your sermons, all of your own conversations and interactions with people that are recorded, all those words of yours are words that come forth from the mouth of God. And you call them yourself food, food for the soul. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. And so just as we need to feed our bodies in order to have that nutritional energy to carry out our daily tasks, so too we need to feed our souls with the bread, the food that is the Word of God. And we have the words of our Lord. We have all of his sermons. We have all of his conversations with people. Not all of them, but all of them that are recorded in the gospel by the Holy Spirit for the church. And this is important, that we feed our souls with the Word of God. Do I read the New Testament every day? Do I reflect on the readings of the Mass? Do I bring, Lord Jesus, scenes from the gospel and your preaching and your allegories and your parables to my prayer? Do I feed my soul with the words of the Word of God, with your words, Jesus, so in my own prayer I can have this experience? Never before has anyone spoken like this man. And sometimes we complain, I wish I could hear God talk to me. God is silent in my prayer. And in a way that's true, we have to listen in silence. We have to listen with a great faith in our mental prayer, in our adoration. But in a way, it's not true. I like to tell people, well, what do you mean God hasn't spoken to you? Here's the Bible, and it's got hundreds and hundreds of pages in it, and each one contains the Word of God, spoken to me and spoken to you, spoken to all of humanity throughout time. The Word of God, and especially the words of Jesus in the gospel, the words of the Word. It must have been wonderful to hear Jesus speak with his human voice. St. John Chrysostom was a great father of the church, and that name Chrysostom was a nickname given to him after his death, and it means golden-mouthed. And his preaching was so beautiful, his preaching, his rhetoric was so great, that they called him golden-mouthed. And St. Peter Chrysologus, another father of the church, that epithet Chrysologus means golden-worded, that his words were like gold, his speech was like gold. Well, if that's true for St. John Chrysostom and St. Peter Chrysologus, how much more for Jesus? Never before has anyone spoken like this man. So Lord Jesus, help me to appreciate your word. Help me to read it. Help me to reflect on it. Help me to apply it to my life. Help me to bring it to my prayer. We read in Psalm 119, how sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. How sweet are your words, Jesus, to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding, wisdom of God. Therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Jesus, help me to experience the sweetness of your words by reading them, by listening to them preached and proclaimed in the liturgy, by taking them slowly to my mental prayer. Help them, Lord, truly shape my life, right? Inspire my life. Your word is a light to my path, that the message of our Lord truly shapes my life. Saint Thérèse of Lisieux had this experience of the impact of the gospel on her soul. She wrote, I have only to open the Holy Gospels, and at once I breathe the scent of Jesus' life, and then I know which way to run. And it is not to the first place, but to the last that I hasten. I have only to open the Holy Gospels, and I breathe the scent of Jesus' life, then I know which way to run. right? To make ourselves, and for her, it's to run to the last place, to make herself a servant, to make herself small in God's eyes. Jesus, give us this sensitivity to your word. Help it truly to be a light to our path, something that enlivens our soul, something that gives life and light to our soul. As you yourself, Lord, say, the words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life, that the words of our Lord should inspire us and shape our day and shape our hearts and shape our minds. Do I think with the mind of Christ? Do I have Christ's instincts when I face problems? Do I have Christ's attitude and dispositions when I go through my day and when I face the different tasks of my day? Lord, is your word a lamp to my feet, lighting up the way ahead of me? And there are so many beautiful phrases of our Lord. Perhaps it's a great practice of ours to take some of them and make it an aspiration that we can repeat first in our mental prayer to try to really chew on those phrases and believe them and let them sink deep into our heart. And then afterwards, we can use them throughout the day just as a way of keeping presence of God. There are so many incredible things that our Lord says in the Gospels, incredible words of the Word. For example, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. We could pray with that for many hours. We could repeat that throughout our life and never get to the bottom of it. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Or words that form the consecration, words spoken by our Lord. This is my body, which is given for you. This is my body, which is given for you, reminding us of what the Eucharist is and what Jesus did on the cross for us, his great love for us on the cross. Go and sin no more. Words that he speaks to that woman caught in adultery after he forgives her. Your sins are forgiven. Go and sin no more. Great reminder of God's mercy, of how much he's forgiven us. Do not fear, only believe. He tells the father of the little girl who just died, and he receives news that his daughter just died. And Jesus says, don't be afraid. Just keep trusting me. Do not fear, only believe. An aspiration we can use in times of anxiety or distress or fear. And there's so many others, Lord, words that you speak that have this great depth because they're expressive of your love for us and this infinite depth because they're words of God. Lord, let your words for me be spirit and life. Help me to mind them in my prayer. Help me to remember them throughout the day. And help me to share them with others. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations which you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect, my Immaculate Mother, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app.
Life come down from heaven, O consecrated host divine, O living word of God, made flesh and blood, bread of life come down from heaven, bread of life come down from heaven. Life come down from heaven, O sacrament most holy, O manna sent from God, heavenly food, bread of life come down from heaven, bread of life come. Bread of down from heaven, O sacred flesh and blood of Christ. In you we taste the good mercy of God, bread of life come down from heaven. Bread of life come down from heaven. Life come down from heaven, come down from heaven. Bread of life come down from heaven, life come down from heaven.
That's Carl Kohlhaas from Virginia, Minnesota, Bread of Life. 16 past the hour. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Saturday of the fourth week of Lent, April 2nd, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. We begin the liturgical day as we join with the whole church, and we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come. Let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all my works.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus. Et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen.
The Lord delivered his people from the oppressor.
The Lord delivered his people from the oppressor.
How often they defied him in the wilderness and caused him pain in the desert. Yet again they put God to the test and grieved the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember his deeds, nor the day he saved them from the foe, when he worked his miracles in Egypt, his wonders in the plains of Zoan, when he turned their rivers into blood, made their streams impossible to drink. He sent dog flies against them to devour them and swarms of frogs to molest them. He gave their crops to the grub, the fruit of the labor to the locust. He destroyed their vines with hail, their sycamore trees with frost. He gave up their cattle to plague, their flocks and herds to pestilence. He turned on them the heat of his anger, fury, rage, and havoc, a troop of destroying angels. He gave free course to his anger. He did not spare them from death, but gave their lives to the plague. He struck all the firstborn in Egypt, the finest flower in the dwellings of Ham.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord delivered his people from the oppressor.
The Lord led his people to his holy mountain.
The Lord led his people to his holy mountain.
Then he brought forth his people like sheep. He guided his flock in the desert. He led them safely with nothing to fear while the sea engulfed their foes. So he brought them to his holy land, to the mountain which his right hand had won. He drove out the nations before them and divided the land for their heritage. Their tents he gave as a dwelling to each one of Israel's tribes. Still, they put God to the proof and defied him. They refused to obey the Most High. They strayed, as faithless as their fathers, like a bow on which the archer cannot count. With their mountain shrines, they angered him, made him jealous with the idols they served. God saw and was filled with fury. He utterly rejected Israel. He forsook his dwelling place in Shiloh, the tent where he lived among men. He gave his ark into captivity, his glorious ark into the hands of the foe. He gave up his people to the sword in his anger against his chosen ones. So war devoured their young men. Their maidens had no wedding songs. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lament. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord led his people to his holy mountain.
The Lord chose the tribe of Judah and David his servant to shepherd Israel, his chosen people.
The Lord chose the tribe of Judah and David his servant to shepherd Israel, his chosen people.
Then the Lord awoke as if from sleep, like a warrior overcome with wine. He struck his foes from behind and put them to everlasting shame. He rejected the tent of Joseph. He did not choose the tribe of Ephraim, but he chose the tribe of Judah, the hill of Zion, which he loves. He built his shrine like the heavens, or like the earth, which he made firm forever. And he chose David his servant and took him away from the sheepfolds. From the care of the ewes he called him to be shepherd of Jacob, his people, of Israel, his own possession. He tended them with blameless heart. With discerning mind he led them.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Let us pray.
For your people, Lord Jesus, you bring water from the rock and rain bread from heaven. You forgive sins with limitless generosity. Do not let us be marked by the unfaithfulness as in days of old, but grant that the covenant you sealed with your blood may merit us a place with you in your kingdom.
The Lord chose the tribe of Judah and David his servant to shepherd Israel, his chosen people.
The man of God welcomes the light,
so that all may see that his deeds are true.
From the Book of Numbers. The whole Israelite community arrived in the desert of Zin in the first month, and the people settled at Kadesh. It was here that Miriam died, and here that she was buried. As the community had no water, they held a council against Moses and Aaron. The people contended with Moses, exclaiming, "Would that we too had perished with our kinsmen in the Lord's presence. Why have you brought the Lord's community into this desert, where we and our livestock are dying? Why did you lead us out of Egypt, only to bring us to this wretched place, which has neither grain, nor figs, nor vines, nor pomegranates? Here there is not even water to drink." But Moses and Aaron went away from the assembly to the entrance of the meeting tent, where they fell prostrate. Then the glory of the Lord appeared to them, and the Lord said to Moses, "Take the staff and assemble the community, you and your brother Aaron, and in their presence order the rock to yield its waters. From the rock you shall bring forth water for the community and their livestock to drink." So Moses took the staff from its place before the Lord, as he was ordered. He and Aaron assembled the community in front of the rock, where he said to them, "Listen to me, you rebels. Are we to bring water for you out of this rock?" Then, raising his hand, Moses struck the rock twice with his staff, and water gushed out in abundance for the community and their livestock to drink. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you were not faithful to me in showing forth my sanctity before the Israelites, you shall not lead this community into the land I will give them. These are the waters of Meribah, where the Israelites contended against the Lord, and where he revealed his sanctity among them. From Mount Hor they set out on the Red Sea Road to bypass the land of Edom. But with their patience worn out by the journey, the people complained against God and Moses. "Why have you brought us up from Egypt to die in this desert, where there is no food or water? We are disgusted with this wretched food." In punishment, the Lord sent among the people seraph serpents, which bit the people so that many of them died. Then the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned in complaining against the Lord and you. Pray the Lord to take the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, "Make a seraph and mount it on a pole, and if anyone who has been bitten looks at it, he will recover." Moses accordingly made a bronze serpent and mounted it on a pole. And whenever anyone who had been bitten by a serpent looked at the bronze serpent, he recovered.
As Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up,
so that all who believe in him may have eternal life.
God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but to save it.
So that all who believe in him may have eternal life.
From the Pastoral Constitution on the Church in the Modern World of the Second Vatican Council. Holy Scripture, with which the experience of the ages is in agreement, teaches the human family that human progress, though it is a great blessing for man, brings with it a great temptation. When the scale of values is disturbed and evil becomes mixed with good, individuals and groups consider only their own interests, not those of others. The result is that the world is not yet a home of true brotherhood, while the increased power of mankind already threatens to destroy the human race itself. If it is asked how this unhappy state of affairs can be set right, Christians state their belief that all human activity, in daily jeopardy through pride and inordinate self-love, is to find its purification and its perfection in the cross and resurrection of Christ. Man, redeemed by Christ and made a new creation in the Holy Spirit, can and must love the very things created by God, for he receives them from God and sees and reveres them as coming from the hand of God. As he gives thanks for them to his benefactor and uses and enjoys them in a spirit of poverty and freedom, he enters into true possession of the world as one having nothing and possessing all things. For all things are yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. The Word of God, through whom all things were made, himself became man and lived in the world of men. As perfect man, he has entered into the history of the world, taking it up into himself and bringing it into unity as its head. He reveals to us that God is love, and at the same time teaches us that the fundamental law of human perfection, and therefore of the transformation of the world, is the new commandment of love. He assures those who have faith in God's love that the way of love is open to all men, and that the effort to restore universal brotherhood is not in vain. At the same time, he warns us that this love is not to be sought after only in great things, but also, and above all, in the ordinary circumstances of life. He suffered death for us all, sinners as we are, and by his example, he teaches us that we also have to carry that cross which the flesh and the world lay on the shoulders of those who strive for peace and justice. Constituted as the Lord by his resurrection, Christ, to whom all power in heaven and on earth has been given, is still at work in the hearts of men through the power of his Spirit. Not only does he awaken in them a longing for the world to come, but by that very fact he also inspires, purifies, and strengthens those generous desires by which the human family seeks to make its own life more human and to achieve the same goal for the whole world. The gifts of the Spirit are manifold. He calls some to bear open witness to the longing for a dwelling place in heaven and to keep this fresh in the minds of all mankind. He calls others to dedicate themselves to the service of men here on earth, preparing by this ministry the material for the kingdom of heaven. Yet he makes all free, so that by denying their love of self and taking up all earth's resources into the life of man, all may reach out to the future when humanity itself will become an offering acceptable to God.
Christ died for all,
that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again for their sake.
He was put to death for our sins and raised to life to restore us to God's friendship.
That those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again for their sake.
Let us pray. May the working of your mercy, O Lord, we pray, direct our hearts aright. For without your grace, we cannot find favor in your sight. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
Minutes before the hour on Saturday, April 2nd, 2022, Saturday of the fourth week of Lent, I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Steve Angrisano, we remember, we believe. 21 minutes before the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Saturday, April 2nd, 2022, Saturday of the fourth week of Lent. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, guards are sent out to arrest Jesus. They come back empty-handed with a rather surprising declaration. From the seventh chapter of the Gospel of John.
Some of the people said,
"This is really the prophet.
This is the Christ."
Is the Christ to come from Galilee? Has not the scripture said that the Christ is descended from David and comes from Bethlehem, the village where David was?
So there was a division among the people over him. Some of them wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. The officers then went back to the chief priests and Pharisees, who said to them,
"Why did you not bring him?"
The officers answered,
"No man ever spoke like this man."
"Are you led astray, you also? Have any of the authorities or of the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd, who do not know the law, are accursed."
Nicodemus, who had gone to him before and who was one of them, said to them,
"Does our law judge a man without first giving him a hearing and learning what he does? Are you from Galilee too? Search, and you will see that no prophet is to rise from Galilee."
They went each to his own house.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app.
Blessed are you among all women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb.
For our Blessed Mother on this, her day of the week, every Saturday is Mary's Day. That's Martin and Alicia Doman with Maria at 15 minutes before the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Saturday, April 2nd, 2022, Saturday of the fourth week of Lent. I'm Paul Sadek. It's time to pray with the whole church. We're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
As light of day returns once more, with joyful voices let us sing to God of glory infinite, to Christ our Lord for all his grace, through whom the great Creator's will called day and night from nothingness, appointing them successive law, till time itself shall pass away. True light of every faithful soul, unfettered by the law of old, no shades of night can fall that dim your dazzling and undying light. O Father, uncreated light, be with us as the hours go by, that we may please your Son this day, filled with the Holy Spirit's power. Amen.
We do well to sing to your name, Most High, and proclaim your mercy at daybreak.
We do well to sing to your name, Most High, and proclaim your mercy at daybreak.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night, on the ten-stringed lyre and the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp.
Your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad. For the work of your hands I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works! How deep are your designs! The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand.
Though the wicked spring up like grass, and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed. But you, Lord, are eternally on high. See how your enemies perish. All doers of evil are scattered.
To me you give the wild ox's strength. You anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes looked in triumph on my foes. My ears heard gladly of their fall. The just will flourish like the palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar.
Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God, still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is just. In him, my rock, there is no wrong.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Take our shame away from us, Lord, and make us rejoice in your saving works. May all who have been chosen by your Son always abound in works of faith, hope, and love in your service.
We do well to sing to your name, Most High, and proclaim your mercy at daybreak.
I will create a new heart in you and breathe into you a new spirit.
I will create a new heart in you and breathe into you a new spirit.
I will take you away from the nations, gather you from all the foreign lands, and bring you back to your own land.
I will sprinkle clean water upon you to cleanse you from all your impurities, and from all your idols I will cleanse you.
I will give you a new heart and place a new spirit within you, taking from your bodies your stony hearts and giving you natural hearts.
I will put my spirit within you and make you live by my statutes, careful to observe my decrees.
You shall live in the land I gave your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I will create a new heart in you, and breathe into you a new spirit.
On the lips of children and infants you have found perfect praise.
On the lips of the children and infants you have found perfect praise.
How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth.
Your majesty is praised above the heavens. On the lips of children and of babes you have found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel.
When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars which you arranged, what is man that you should keep him in mind, mortal man, that you care for him?
Yet you have made him little less than a god. With glory and honor you crowned him, gave him power over the works of your hand, put all things under his feet.
All of them, sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beasts, birds of the air, and fish, that make their way through the waters.
How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty Lord, how wonderful is your name. You have made every creature subject to you. Make us worthy to give you service.
On the lips of the children and infants, you have found perfect praise.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Wash yourselves clean. Put away your misdeeds from before my eyes. Cease doing evil. Learn to do good. Make justice your aim. Redress the wronged. Hear the orphan's plea. Defend the widow. Come now, let us set things right, says the Lord. Though your sins be like scarlet, they may become white as snow. Though they be crimson red, they may become white as wool. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words.
And from the hunter's snare.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
Never before has anyone spoken like this man.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel.
He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Never before has anyone spoken like this man. Let us pray. Let us always and everywhere give thanks to Christ our Savior and ask him with confidence,
Lord, help us with your grace.
May we keep our bodies pure,
temples of the Holy Spirit.
Lord, help us with your grace. May we offer ourselves this morning to the service of others
and do your will in all things throughout the day.
Lord, help us with your grace. Teach us to seek the bread of everlasting life,
the bread that is your gift.
Lord help us with your grace. May your mother, the refuge of sinners, pray for us
and gain for us your living forgiveness.
Lord, help us with your grace. And to these intercessions, we pause to add the prayers of our own hearts.
Lord, help us with your grace.
Now let us pray as Christ the Lord has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
May the working of your mercy, O Lord, we pray, direct our hearts aright. For without your grace, we cannot find favor in your sight. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Now, if you ask me, that's a good way to start the weekend, in prayer. Hey, get your chores done today. Don't ever stop praying, though. Morning Air, the Saturday edition, is coming up with John and Glenn in just a few minutes. I'm Paul Sadek. I will see you tomorrow morning on the fifth Sunday of Lent, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. In the meantime, you go out and make this a great day and a great weekend, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 Minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.